baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and you fill in the blank. Summer and Chevy go together like road trips and sunshine. Check out the full line of Chevy SUVs and trucks at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers today. Chevy, drive Chicago.
Here's John Landecker, and over there is Abby, or Ashley. What am I saying? Abby. Ashley, whose mom went to the
Abby,
zoo and
who took, you know. Normal?
No, you want to know what? Well, I'm not, I've been wanting. I'm not even going to bother trying to explain it.
Well, I need to know now. Who's Abby?
Okay, so the deal is.
Are you cheating on me?
Yeah. I had tea instead of coffee. No. We've been binging ER, and there's a character, there's one of the doctors on ER is named Abby, and that's it. And we just finished last night. That's 15 seasons.
Oh my God.
My God. And I hadn't seen it before.
What, how do you have the time?
I make the time.
Jeez Louise.
How do I make
patient?
Some things you got to look forward to. You got to have these things in your life, you know, like stress relievers and, I can't wait to get this over. Going to watch a couple of episodes and then things get really interesting and you lose sleep and it's generally not good for you, but you know, you do it anyway because that's the way you are. Or met me.
Circle of life.
That is the circle of life. So, coffee.
But wait, you were gonna mention the Brookfield Zoo.
Yes, I did earlier in the show.
How funny is that?
In case people haven't heard, Ashley's mom went to the Brookfield Zoo and a giant gorilla flipped her the bird, and they got a great picture of it.
Oh my god!
It's like the gorilla was posing.
It was
just about.
It looked like a secret. It kind of looked like, you know, when you see your friend across the hall, like the room. And they're flipping you the bird, but they're trying to be secretive about it. That's kind of the same energy the gorilla gave to my mother.
Did she do anything to provoke this? Or was it just a general,
no.
Howdy-do? How you doing?
That's the type of greeting you can expect from our gorillas at the Brookfield Zoo. I don't know.
Okay.
They treat you like family, you know?
They do. You are family. You are family. So we're doing the food fight. And,
yeah.
It's freeze-dried and instant, and I believe you're freeze-dried.
Indeedy, I am, yeah.
Yeah. So freeze-dry me.
I will say, I think, okay, so freeze-dried is a type of instant coffee, so I think we somewhat led people a little astray because I believe the two differences are freeze-dried, which is what I'm fighting for, and yours is technically some sort of sprayed-dried. And I can explain a little bit about the two different
things. Please do. Please do.
Freeze-dried is, when you look at it, it's kind of more of a crystallized-looking texture. Whereas the instant one that you're arguing for, the spray-dry,
right. It's
more of a sandy powder.
Indeed.
So the two different, that's how you can tell the difference. So, like, my family, I've seen the sandy powdered type of coffee, but so now here's what I'm going to argue for why freeze-dried is better. So it's actually the premium type of instant coffee.
Well, so I'll tell you, I might as well throw in the towel right now. Freeze-dried is better. Period.
Well, hey, but if you're, you know, if you're balling on a budget and you want coffee and you don't want to,
well, I don't think,
I guess in hindsight, in from a flavor perspective, the aroma, the texture, the dissolvability, the quality, yeah, I mean, I got this one in the bag, I will say.
Indeed. You know, I don't drink any of them anymore.
Really? Why not?
No.
Does it go right through you? Is it? Because I get it.
That's it.
I get it.
I understand the dietary advantages of having a coffee every now and again, but that doesn't go right through me any more than any other coffee does. It's just that the, people have coffee makers now. I don't know if there were that many coffee makers. You know, I should have investigated coffee makers or percolators. Or years ago, it wasn't just, you know, pour three cups of water into a container, fill a basket with three cups of coffee, and push a button. That's not the way it was. It was a whole thing. Did you ever watch Lassie?
No.
They'd have this, it was, that there'd be this, like, coffee thing
like
on the stove.
Pot, and then I know what you're talking. There's a
it had a clear little,
at the bottom.
It had a clean little, clear little plastic top. And then when the coffee was about ready, I believe the little coffee would go bing, 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 bing. There'd be little coffee beads, if you will, drops of coffee banging into the top of it. And then you knew it was done.
I mean, if you think about it, we really are spoiled even more because so you had that, and then there were the coffee pots that people probably remember the most, and then now we have Keurig. You really do nothing. You put a little pot in there, you slide the thing down, and you just hit brew, and it does its thing for you.
You know, I went through a Keurig phase, and then I got tired of it. It was just it's too expensive. First of all, I mean. You're buying these prepackaged, I don't know what they call them, that you stick into the Keurig and
cups,
K-cups, and then away they go. And I like, it was a novelty, and then it sort of, I don't know, wore off.
It's kind of like a toy. What I'm Keurig for hot chocolate.
Yeah. Okay.
Save myself
see
the
that.
Time, you know, from boiling the coffee or the water or the milk or whatever you use for your hot chocolate.
Yeah.
So I do it in the Keurig. Save
Wait
me
a minute.
Time.
Hold it a second. Pardon my ignorance. You can pour milk into the Keurig and use it to make the hot chocolate with the K-pop or pod or whatever it is?
Oh, I've done it.
Wow.
I don't know if they advise to do it, but I...
Very, that's creative. I gotta try that. That's,
well, if it breaks, don't blame me. I've had no issues in the past.
All right, more of the Food Fight is coming your way next on 720 WGN. And Ashley, and we're food fighting over coffee, instant, that it would be moi, and freeze-dried, that's her. But I've conceded. I read up on it. And instance like... I mean, there's not that much difference, but there's enough difference. You know, the instant is just more like a powder thing, like you mentioned, and freeze-dried is freezing.
Freeze.
But first,
they're so similar, but they're also so different. But
indeed.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Once I started reading more, I got lucky with my choice of battle option.
Now, hold on. It's time for the chairman of the... Well, I guess maybe he's not. Come on. Here we go.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions. So they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil.
There you go, a little coffee interlude, a little musical tune there by Frank Sinatra. And that's
I like it.
That's good. He's good. He was great, man. Got the swinging band behind him. He's really getting into it. Probably had some coffee before he went into the studio. I'm psyched. Say, Jack, we got any conclusions on our voting?
We do. We have 60% for freeze-dried.
Oh, my.
Wow.
There we go.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised. Like I said,
I'm surprised only because up until we kind of did some research on this, I had never heard of freeze-dried coffee.
Well, I mean,
I guess I've heard of it, but I've never, you know, I've never went and sought it out, you know, so I'm walking through the grocery store trying to find this stuff.
Well, I haven't sought it out in ages either, but if I remember long ago when it started, the very first time they made a big deal out of it. We've got a new method. We've got a new product. This is freeze-dried. Oh, okay. But still instant. You don't wait for it.
Yeah.
You don't wait for it to thaw. You know, you just put the water in there and away you go. All right, so that's that. Now, gotta tell you, one battle's over, another one's gotta begin. What do you want to do next week? What are we doing?
What are we doing? I mean, I don't know. So I was thinking, I was looking up, as I do, the national holidays to see what this day would fall on. And it said it was National No Dirty Dish Day. So I was thinking we could take the angle of what is your go-to when you don't want to dirty a dish and nobody wants to cook and you're just not feeling anything at home. What is your guys' go-to food or fast food restaurant or what is the staple for you guys? Do you do that often or you guys cook? Do you cook?
Well, I mean, we'll go to order a pizza every now and again, but other than that, it's pretty much cooking.
Is that like Italian food your go-to or Mexican food you go to?
Oh, Italian. If I had to go anywhere, it would be Italian or sushi. I'd go that route.
Sushi.
Yeah.
Okay.
In a heartbeat. But I don't know if that's a food fight. I mean,
well, you could do sushi food versus machi. What am I saying?
Well, I think
maki.
I think maki is a form of sushi.
So the rolls are the maki, and the sushis are the pieces of fish that you
Wait. If there's pieces of the fish in the roll, it's still sushi. It's
There's sashimi,
which is the sushi without any rice.
Right.
And they bring it to you on the side.
I'm also a big fan of sushi. That is one of, do you go to the grocery store and get their rolls there, or do you go to a restaurant and pick up sushi?
I like to go to the gas station.
Do you really?
No.
Oh, but hey, I mean, they have the sushi. I like to get the half price sushi at the Jewel or the Mariano.
You know, there's a big Walgreens down on State and near State and Lake. They've got sushi. They got a guy in there making sushi, or at least
there's no way.
Yeah, the last time I was in there. Yeah.
Which was when?
Well, okay, It's been a while since I've been down there. It's been a while since I've been in there. I don't know, 2018, 2019, somewhere in there.
Oh, my gosh. That's kind of over by us. I should take a walk over there and see if I can
I think they would still do it because sushi. I don't think sushi has fallen off in its popularity. And if anything, I think it's probably increased.
Oh, sushi is incredible.
Now, that I ate because, you know, you'd walk in there, the guy's making it fresh.
You see the guy on the counter.
Yeah, sushi chef, yes. Okay, now wait.
We've gone off the rails. But there's something there with sushi because there's a lot of... I think you're right. It should be like the
raw
versus the sashimi.
What else do you eat raw?
Wait.
Hold it. What's that kind of... come on. It's a kind of hamburger or meat or... Come on, everybody. That's not cooked.
Meat?
Yes, it's not cooked.
What are you? Not cooked.
Yeah.
Is it tartar?
Not cooked.
Tartar. Thank you. Steak tartar.
Oh. Yeah,
thank you, Jack.
That's actually Krista.
Oh, you know, why didn't she do her own show? You know what I mean? Because she knows about the food. She gives us great idea for the movies. I mean, come on. Tartar.
She's a woman of many talents.
Have you ever had steak tartar?
I've not, but I have had my steak black and blue, or what do they call it?
No. Steak tartar is, although I got to say, considering today's health profiles on stuff, although what the hell, the fish is raw, I don't think I'd tartar if I were you. I don't even know if they still have it. Maybe they do.
They probably do. I mean, if you go to a steak restaurant, you can get it black and blue, where basically the outside is burnt to all hell, and then the inside is just raw. Which is
crazy. Yes, you can get it medium, rare, extra rare, but we're still not getting anywhere. Come on.
If we did oysters? What if you did the, because there's the ones that are cooked and then there's the raw oysters. What is it? The Rock Island oysters versus?
Well, there's oysters and clams.
Oh, yeah, oysters and clams. Can you eat clams raw?
I do not know.
But that's a good, that could work. There we go.
I do not know.
So some people
we'll have to decide at another time. We'll put it up on Facebook and Instagram and all the other places, and people will find out. We'll pass the word around the station, and they can promote us on other shows.
The magic of radio.
Yeah. Okay. Or people can be. My text thing is giving me a whole pain in the. Otherwise, I bet people are texting in ideas right this second, but I can't access them. I can't access them. All right. There you go, Ash. Talk to you soon. I'll probably talk tomorrow because we have regular business besides this. All right. Thanks. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
There she goes.